Welcome to Turning Pro Solutions and our tips for turning pro. In today's broadcast, we will talk about preparing your resume. The word resume means summary. And by the way, resume rhymes with pay. And it is actually a short accounting of your qualifications and the experiences you've encountered both personally and professionally. Keep in mind that your resume will change and grow as your career also changes and grows and you have more experiences both personally and professionally. There are two reasons for using a resume. One is to review in your mind personally what you have done and what you've accomplished. And two, it's to assist you in obtaining either a job interview or an informational interview with a potential employer. The actual length of resumes varies based on the career that you're applying for. Most employers prefer a one-page resume, but if you're as you become more experienced and as you have more accomplishments, both personally and professionally, your resume may vary and carry over into two pages, but most employers will want those resumes to be a one-page resume. There are actually a couple of different types of resumes that are most commonly used when applying for careers. One is a chronological resume, which lays out your past job experience, and typically that's done in chronological order, which means by time, and a lot of times that's done in reverse order. So you list the most current career experience that you have first, and then your last career. And again, you go in reverse order, chronologically or by date. The other most commonly used type of resume is a functional resume, which is specific to the responsibility. So you might order the career experiences that you have based on the specific job functions that you've done in life, but most resumes you will see will come in a chronological order. Any given resume should be focused on one type of job only. So keep in mind, if you're applying for a couple of different careers, you may want to create, and we strongly suggest that you create different resumes for each career that you believe you're interested in pursuing. Now we're going to talk about the suggested outline and structure for your resume. And the first item that is most important is the personal data. Obviously, if your personal data is incorrect in your resume, employers aren't going to be able to get in contact with you. And as a part of your personal resume, you'll begin your resume with your name, your address, your email address, and your telephone number or your cell phone number. Other personal data may follow or appear at the end of your resume, but that's the most pertinent and most important information, and it provides the details that employers are going to need to get a hold of you. One of the things that I like to tell candidates and clients as it relates to your telephone is, as you're applying for careers, make sure that the ringtone or the message that you leave on your telephone is professional. A lot of times I've called individuals for lining up interviews, and they'll have background music from a top 40 or a hip-hop station. I'd ask and we'd suggest that you make sure that the message you leave on your voicemail is professional in nature so that employers or prospective employers don't have to listen to a musical background when they call you. The next section of a resume is also very important, and it follows the personal data section at the top, and that is the employment objectives. And what this does is it tells the employer what type of work or career you are interested in pursuing. I've seen a lot of resumes come across my desk that simply say, I would like to pursue a career that allows me to utilize the educational background and skills that I have to help a company grow to become more profitable. And that personal or employment objective statement doesn't tell me, as a prospective employer, exactly what you'd like to do. So we suggest, and I suggest to individuals, make sure that that's clear so that the person reviewing your resume knows the career path that you are interested interested in pursuing. I think it's important to outline for them so they don't have to guess. If you're interested in a sales position, let them know that you're interested in a sales position. Feel free to tell an employer that you are interested in pursuing a sales or customer service position that allows you to utilize your past experience in customer service and your educational background to help them grow their company. But again, I think it's important that we get a little more specific in the employment objectives section of your resume, telling an employer the type of career you are interested in pursuing. And keep in mind something we said earlier, that you may have multiple resumes. So if you have one resume that is specific to coaching and another one that is specific to training and another resume that's specific to sales, make sure that your employment or career objectives section of your resume outlines that particular interest area for you. The next section of your resume is the work history portion, and this simply allows you to organize the work experience that you've had and to be able to clearly express to a prospective employer the real value proposition you bring to their company. You can organize this information in a couple of different ways and really choose the way that presents your work experience the best. One way to organize your work experience is by job. And as such, you list each job separately, starting with the most recent job or career experience and working backwards. Again, that would be the chronological resume. And for each job, it's important that you list the dates of employment, when you started and when you finished, the name of the company and the actual location or city of that company, and then the title of the position that you held. And for each job, make sure that you are showing and outlining the specific job duties or tasks that you've performed while you were working for that company, making sure also that you are clearly outlining the responsibilities, and if you've supervised individuals as a part of those job responsibilities, make sure you list that. And if there are any special accomplishments or awards or recognition that you have received as a part of that job, make sure you list that also. And make sure that the information is concrete and factual, recognizing that some prospective employers might follow up either with you directly or with the employer. So make sure that that information is accurate and factual. The next way to organize your work history is by function. And here we list the functions that are related to your present job objectives. And then you describe briefly the work that you've done in each field without breaking it down by individual job. So if appropriate to the field of work, we can give information such as, you know, special skills, membership, and professional organizations that you've belonged to, any volunteer work that you've done, if you have any special language experience, if you're fluent in German or French. So again, the second way to organize your work history is based on the function of the jobs that you have had in your career. The last portion of your resume is the reference area. And Here's where you have an opportunity to share with prospective employers both personal and professional references that will say good things about your work experience and their relationship with you as an individual. A lot of times on a resume, you'll see at the bottom of a resume, references available upon request. Make sure you have those available. If you're going to put references available upon request at the bottom of your resume, make sure that you have a one-page document that you can email to a prospective employer as quickly as possible if they request those references. And when listing references, if you do decide to either list them on your resume or have them as a separate document, you want to give the individual's name that you're referencing, maybe the name of the company that they work for, telephone number, email address. It's also important to note that as you're providing those references, you want to make sure you give good references, because if the employers follow up and an individual, a past employer, may, even by the tone of their voice, may not give great recommendations for you if you burned a bridge when you left there. So again, make sure that your references are good references and that they are solid. So in summarizing our tips for turning pro and preparing your resume, a couple of key points. Try and keep your resume to one page in length if at all possible. If you are creating and applying for multiple positions, make sure that you have a specific resume for each career type or each career objective that you have. And then in the organization of your resume, you can organize it in a couple of different manners. You can have a chronological resume, which is by date, or you can create a resume based on the functional career or job specifications that you're pursuing. And then as far as the actual outline of the resume, you're obviously going to start with your personal data at the top, your name, your address, your phone number, your email address. And then you're also going to make sure you're very clear on the career objectives that you're pursuing. If you want to be in sales, make sure you tell the prospective employers on your resume that you're interested in the sales position. If you're engineering by background, make sure you're letting them know that you're interested in a civil engineering or a chemical engineering position so they don't have to guess. And then as it relates to your work history, there are really, again, a couple of different ways you can present that information. You can choose to present that by job or by function. And in either instance, make sure that you're outlining the name of the employer, the dates of employment, and most importantly, the description of the jobs or job functions that you performed while you were working for that company, and making sure that what you're outlining fits the criteria that your prospective employer would be interested in. So if you are pursuing a career in sales and one of your job experiences is waitressing, make sure you slant your experience in waitressing to fit a sales position, including things such as customer service, handling of difficult situations, helping customers determine the meal they might want to order. Those are all sales-related activities and experiences. So make sure that the description you put in to your resume fits the type of career objective you're pursuing. And then the last piece is references, making sure that if you have a statement at the bottom of your resume that says references available upon request, that you have that readily available to send to a prospective employer if they ask, and making sure that those references are good references. This Tips for Turning Pro broadcast on preparing your resume was brought to you by Turning Pro Solutions. Please feel free to visit our website at www.turningprosolutions.com. Again, that's www.turningprosolutions.com. Thank you.